Femicide is the gender-based killing of women. According to the United Nations, Africa has the highest femicide rate in the world. Most of them occur in South Africa, Nigeria, and Kenya. In 2022, the UN reported that more than 20,000 women and girls were killed by intimate partners, family members, and strangers, though certain numbers of femicide in Africa remain unaccounted for. Blessing Chinedu is a survivor whose partner and the father of her children poured acid on her face. She describes her experience.
This is five months now.
June 6, 2024, this year. That's when it happened. As of today, I don't know what I did to make him pour acid on my face. Because that very day before this happened, we didn't fight. We didn't quarrel. I saw him pouring something on my clothes. Blessing Chinedu, like every surviving victim of femicide in Africa, is seeking for justice. However, there are reports of cases where authorities fail to respond to victims' plea or families' plea for help. A woman and children's rights activist, Wanda Ebe, told VOA that most femicide cases in Africa are swept under the carpet by authorities.
When men kill women in Africa or in Nigeria as a case study, and the case is reported at the station, the police will even aid the perpetrators to report the matter as unknown cause of death. These cases are being downplayed and they are also being underreported. And that's why it keeps going on and on and on, and it's even getting worse these days.
Underreporting and varying definitions of what can be classified as femicide make it difficult to get accurate figures on the killing of women in Africa. Ebe calls on officials to stop ignoring femicide and blaming the victims.
If African leaders and security personnel who handle femicide cases in a firm way, with open sanctions, for people to truly see that the perpetrators are punished, femicide will stop. And if women are also valued and not discriminated, femicide will end. If women are given equal opportunities in power, femicide will stop. If there are no more gender stereotypes, femicide will end.
She says everyone must create a culture where women are secure and valued by speaking out, promoting awareness, and encouraging change. The International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women acts as a catalyst for change and empowers individuals and communities to stand against all forms of violence. This year's theme is Every 10 Minutes, a Woman is Killed. Hashtag No Excuse. Unite to end violence against women. This is VOA News in Abuja, Nigeria.